There are 2 weeks left before tax day. The deadline is April 18th in most states. It was extended from the traditional April 15th because of a holiday in Washington, D.C. And Americans will collectively spend hundreds of millions of hours preparing their taxes or billions of dollars paying someone else to prepare their taxes. Well, our next guest says there may be an easier way. Maybe the government should do our taxes for us. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He's with us from New York, as he is each Monday. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
So explain, how would this work to have the government file our taxes for us?
About one half of American taxpayers earn all of their income from two sources that the IRS can already see. They can already see the income that you earn from one employer's wages, and the IRS can find out the interest that you make from your bank. So it could easily, essentially, prepare on its own taxes for tens of millions of people and essentially just send them a letter that says, here's how much you made in wages, here's how much you made in interest, here's the law on what percent of each you owe to the government. We have calculated the total amount of taxes that you need to pay. You can check the OK box, or if you like, you can go on a TurboTax and prepare essentially the same information yourself. But this way, essentially, the IRS could make it as simple as one letter, one email, one text, and for tens of millions of households, in particular lower income households, taxes would be done for us automatically.
And this is something that is done in Norway and Finland.
All over the world, eight OECD countries, eight rich advanced economies already do this. They already fully prepare tax returns for the majority of their taxpayers. In Estonia, it famously only takes the average person about 5 minutes to prepare taxes. In Sweden, they famously get a text on their phone if they like, where you can essentially text back the Swedish tax collector to say, yes, this looks about right, or no, I'd like to do a little bit more work to see if I can find a tax break. So this isn't some wild cockamamie idea. This is being tried all over the world. And in this case, American exceptionalism is on the negative side. We are one of the few countries to not do anything like this for a large number of taxpayers.
Well, how does this compare to what some of the presidential candidates have been talking about? And let's listen to Ted Cruz here, who has been talking a lot about simplifying the tax code.
We should abolish the IRS. We need to move to a simple flat tax, where every American can fill out his or her taxes on a postcard.
Could you have a system that is like what you're talking about without going to a flat tax, which many economists do not think is a good idea and would not be fair to the American people?
Right. We're not going to get into flat tax. I agree with the last 10 words of that Ted Cruz soundbite. We could move to a system where most Americans could fill out his or her taxes on a postcard. Cruz wants taxes to be simple. I commend the ambition. But he also wants to abolish the IRS, which would make tax collection fairly difficult. Once again, to go to the top of the segment, we're trying to get the IRS to do our taxes for us. That requires more work on behalf of the government. And in fact, you would probably have to expand the IRS a little bit in the short term so that we could let them do more work for us. You know, when it comes to the complexity of the tax code, the simplest thing to say is that the tax code is messy because the will of the American people is messy. A simple tax code, somebody told me for this piece, is everybody's second priority. Their first priority is to keep the tax cuts they already have and to get more tax cuts. So in a way, the complexity of the American tax system itself is a reflection of American democracy. But that said, we could still move to a system that allows the government to do our taxes for us for a lot of Americans.
Who is hurt most by the complexity of the system as it is right now? And I'm talking about the system of having to fill out taxes. It's very difficult. I mean, there are these programs out there if you're not going to go hire an accountant to do it for you, but there are programs out there that make it a little bit easier. It's still pretty complicated.
It is extremely complicated, and it's particularly complicated because there are simply so many questions to answer as opposed to one question that might come in a text or an email, does this one-page tax summary look right? Look, there are millionaires and people earning, let's say, over $500,000 who are going to keep wanting to do their own taxes, are going to want to give it to tax accountants because they think they can game the system, they think they can get more back from the government, and perhaps they can. But for the vast majority of lower and middle-class taxpayers, taxpayers, particularly those who are single, who don't take a lot of deductions, who have a really simple life. The IRS can just figure out their tax situation for them and save them tens of hours or hundreds of dollars or something in between. So it seems to me that it's lower and middle class taxpayers who are disproportionately and unfairly hurt by this expectation that everybody do their own taxes when the IRS already has the information.
And this is something the IRS wants to do? Do everybody's taxes for them?
Well, that's complicated. You know, there are two people who don't want this to happen. First are people who want taxes to essentially go to zero, people like Grover Norquist and Ted Cruz. The other people are those who benefit from the complexity of the tax system, like H&R Block and Intuit, which owns TurboTax. They enjoy and make quite a lot of money from relieving the pain point of taxes because they are a pain relief organization.
And they enjoy it. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. We will link you to Derek's piece at our website, hereandnow.org, and you can leave your thoughts as well.
Jeremy, I never thought I'd say I want to be more like Estonia.
Well, you've heard it here first. Derek, thank you.